for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, December the 27th, 2019. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the evening, teaching on Works of the Flesh, the Armor of the Enemy. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Let's look at some of that rotten fruit. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness. Firstborn in this list involves sexual sin. Here are the definitions as follows. Adultery. Violation of the marriage bed. We're not repeating that, brother. Violation of the marriage bed. A crime. A civil injury which introduces or may introduce into a family a spurious offspring. Everybody say, Lord.
Lord.
I repent.
I repent.
For me and my bloodline.
For me and my bloodline.
For any sex outside of marriage.
For any sex outside of marriage.
Which brought a bastard curse.
Which brought a bastard curse.
Into my bloodline.
Into my bloodline.
In a scriptural sense, all matter of lewdness or unchastity. In scripture, idolatry or apostasy from the true God. So, listen, one time I did a teaching on idolatry here. And as I started to teach, I realized every sin that we do is idolatry. You might as well start off with idolatry every time you repent. Because it's contrary to God. So you made your emotion, your feelings, your choices higher than God in the moment that you did it. Fornication is the incontinence or lewdness of unmarried persons, male to female, also the criminal conversation of a married man with an unmarried woman. There's adultery, incest. Included in fornication. Idolatry again. Uncleanness means foulness, dirtiness, filthiness, want of ritual or ceremonial purity. Moral impurity, defilement by sin, sinfulness, lewdness, incontinence. Incontinence is a word given when you can't control your bladder or others, but it also means you ain't controlling yourself. Lasciviousness means looseness, irregular indulgence of animal desires, wantonness, lustfulness, a tendency to excite lust and to promote irregular indulgences. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus, confessing my sin and the sins of my ancestors. I repent, Lord, and ask you to forgive me. I receive my cleansing through the blood of Jesus. I confess the sin and repent for adultery, lewdness, unchastity, idolatry, apostasy, fornication, incontinence, incest, forsaking God, uncleanness, foulness, dirtiness, filthiness, impurity, defilement, looseness, lust, indulgence, and command these spirits and all like spirits to leave. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Come on out now. Go, 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 go. Adultery, lewdness, unchastity, idolatry, apostasy, get out, fornication, go, 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 incontinence, go, incest, go, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 unclean, foulness, get out of their bodies, get out now, get out of their minds. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 you foul spirits. In the name of Jesus, defilement, go, 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 let them go. Let us go. In Jesus' name, indulgent spirits, get out. Incontinence, get out. In Jesus' name, foulness, get out. Go, 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 go. The Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I repent for all idolatry
and immorality
and giving place
even
to the Jezebel.
And I break that
off of me and my bloodline.
The spirit
that takes on the mannerism.
Jezebel.
Old Testament
and
New.
In
Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath.
Let him go. Go.
In your heart.
Get out.
In the name of Jesus.
Get out.
In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Go.
You who's shaking the head, no, I break your power.
In the name of Jesus.
Go.
You've been exposed.
In Jesus' name.
Go.
The Lord rebuke you.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. One more deep breath. Come on. Up and out.
Lord, you're our deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
Up and out.
In Jesus' name. Say,
I break.
All unholy soul ties.
Everyone
involved in any of these sins,
I forgive them
and I'm forgiven.
I send their souls,
human spirits,
where they belong,
call mine back to me,
covered in Jesus' blood.
I break
all demonic bridges,
command every spirit
transfer
to flee
in Jesus' name.
I ask you, Lord,
to heal my mind
and my emotions,
as well as my physical body,
of any damage
caused by these sins.
I receive your mercy
and your grace
to be made whole
in Jesus' name.
Now take a deep breath.
Come on, every spirit from those soul ties,
get out.
Cut them
in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus,
let him go.
Come on, go.
You will not halt the people of God. Get out.
In the name of Jesus,
go.
The Lord rebuke you.
The Lord,
Yahweh,
Jehovah,
rebuke you in Jesus' name.
Let him go.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Galatians 5:20.
Idolatry.
Witchcraft,
hatred,
variance,
emulations,
wrath,
strife,
seditions,
and heresies.
Let's look at what these mean.
Idolatry,
worship of idols,
images,
anything made by hands or which is not God.
Idolatry is of two kinds, the worship of images,
statues,
pictures, etc.
made by hand,
the worship of heavenly bodies,
the sun,
the moon, the stars,
or demons,
angels,
men, and animals.
It is also an excessive attachment or veneration of anything
or that which borders on adoration.
That said, idolatry, there's self-idolatry.
My opinion is more important than what God says.
My feelings are overriding what He says.
It is also an excessive attachment or veneration of anything
or that which borders on adoration.
That said, idolatry, there's self-idolatry.
My opinion is more important than what God says.
My feelings are overriding what He says.
Say, Lord, I repent.
Lord, I repent.
For letting my feelings
be more important to me
than your word.
And for anything
that I've done
or paid attention to
more than you.
Even family.
Even ministers.
Witchcraft.
The practices of witches,
sorcery,
enchantments,
intercourse with the devil.
That's what the dictionary says.
Power more than natural.
Then there's sorcery.
Sorcery is magic,
enchantment,
witchcraft,
divination,
be the assistance of evil spirits
or the power of commanding evil spirits.
There are enchantments,
the act of producing certain wonderful effects by the invocation or aid of demons
or the agency of certain supposed spirits,
the use of magic arts,
spells or charms,
incantations,
irresistible influence,
overpowering influence of the light. Their spirit moves within even God's church. In a lot of places, it never worked in a dead church because they don't believe in miracles. But there's a spirit called Kundalini that comes from the Far East. Look at Kundalini's manifestations and what's in the church. The same thing. But let me tell you, it's the number one thing it does is make you feel good. Feel good. How many know the devil makes you feel good? Nobody sinned unless it felt good. Even in your anger, for the moment, you're feeling good because you're letting them know what you think. Say, Lord, I repent for all these things. In Jesus' name. Let's look at divination. It is the act of divining or foretelling future events. Discovering things secret or obscure by the aid of spirit abilities or by other than human means. The ancient heathen philosophers divided divination into two kinds, natural and artificial. Natural divination was supposed to be affected by a kind of inspiration or divine help. Artificial divination was affected by certain rites, experiments, or observations, by sacrifices, cakes, flour, wine, observation of entrails. They cut an animal open, look how their guts look when they come out. I don't know. Always look bad to me. Flight of birds, lots. I don't know how you get good out of that one. I don't know. But verses, omens, positions of the stars. There was conjectural, presage, prediction. Everybody say, Lord, forgive me. For horoscopes. And if I've ever received a prophetic word that was not from you, I forgive those that gave it. But Lord, forgive me for not testing every spirit and keeping what is good. And I break the power of those spirits. Now take a deep breath. Come out of them now. Come on. Let them know. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Listen, we need every gift God has operating in His body.
Amen.
Every gift of the Holy Spirit. But we are to test every spirit to keep what's good. So there's a lot of times a lot of stuff's going on without any testing going on. And people are receiving another spirit. Paul said, oh, foolish Galatians, who is bewitched you? You've received another spirit. He's not talking to lost people. He's talking to the church. There's nothing new under the sun. Say, Lord, if it's in me, I want it out. And there's hatred. Great dislike or aversion. Hate, enmity. Says hatred is an aversion to evil and may spring from utter disappropriation. Look, it's good to hate evil. Everybody say, Lord, help me to hate evil. And also spring from offenses or injuries done by fellow man, or from envy or jealousy, in which case it's usually accompanied with malevolence or malignity. That means you want something bad to happen to somebody. Extreme hatred is an abhorrence or detestation. Man, I want to hate what God hates. But He so loved the world. He loved people, right? I'm not going to hate people. I've talked to soldiers before and ministered to some. And I had one old man tell me, he said that when he was where he was, they had to think of the enemy as an animal in order to do what they had to do. Okay? Now, they had to do whatever they had to do. But if you cross over into murder in any area, you're going to need deliverance. Anger, hatred, murder. And it's only with acknowledging that was there any healing. I met a man just recently. I'm not going to the fullness of the story, but the enemy hit me with a pretty good blow, and I did a wedding the next week. And that man was the army medic in Afghanistan, and he had lost his way. He was family. We've been praying for him to come to the table of deliverance for a while. He's a good friend of mine, brother. And with what happened to me, which was the surgery, and then he saw me there 2 weeks after the surgery, a week after getting out of the hospital when I did the wedding, he said, well, that can't happen. God happens. God happens. So he came and sat down, and when I talked to him about all the... He had lost his faith in God because of all the bad things he had, and maybe he wasn't born again before he left. You know, but when I explained to him the real reason bad things happen, it's because God gave the earth to man. He gave the earth to man. We'll give you, he gave us dominion and authority to operate here. But when he did that, God's not a liar. Listen, he's not a liar. So the reason bad things happen is because man chose to invite the devil in here by choosing the enemy and his lies and self over God. But when I explained to that man that, and we got him back to the Lord, and he forgave himself and the others, and he repented for the murder that, you know, was in his heart. He got deliverance, and he got deliverance. He told me, he said, there's more happened here in an hour and a half than in the 6 years of psychiatrists. We got to be real. He didn't know the truth. Once the truth came, everybody say, Lord, lead me into truth.
Lead me into truth.
For me.
For me.
Your truth.
Your truth.
For my life.
For my life.
Your truth.
Your truth.
Your word is true.
Your word is true.
I reveal it.
Reveal it.
I'm asking. By your spirit. In Jesus' name. Variance. The difference that produces dispute or controversy, disagreement, dissension, discord. At variance and disagreement, in a state of difference or want of agreement, in a state of dissension or controversy, in a state of enmity. You know, people go into churches and they get all mad over anything.
Amen.
Now listen, I'm going to tell you something. If it's not sin, it doesn't matter. Hear me? If they go in a direction and you don't want to go that direction, why are you mad at them if it's not sin? Huh? If you're the leadership, I mean, who? Listen, God loves authority. He set it up. If it's sin, then you have a personal responsibility, should God tell you, to tell the person in sin that it's sin without broadcasting to everybody else. If it's not sin and you can't walk that way, then just bless them, ask them to bless you, and go down the road. But boy, if you go up amongst God's people stirring up trouble, and a person that's got variance, let me tell you something, they never find a place they ain't got a problem. How many know there's no perfect place?
Amen.
A lot of God's people deliver, some will tell you they come to no deliverance and they won't go anywhere in fellowship anywhere. Well, listen, you can go out and get fed deliverance. But you ain't going to sing with the saints in your living room.
Right.
God will touch you. Listen. He can. I mean, I have a great time in my living room. But we got to be amongst God's people. How's the world supposed to know we love one another if we won't associate with anybody? Listen, I just learned to eat meat and spit out bones. Because a lot of times people are going to say their opinion. And God may have given them an instruction according to His Word. It's an instruction for them that it don't apply to you. He might have told them to go to Africa. It doesn't mean you're going. Or to Asia, or wherever. Come on. I think we have to be careful. Listen. We can have opinions on things. Sometimes the Bible doesn't state every little detail. Okay? For instance, I'll call out a spirit of rejection. This whole place is coming. There'll be people all over this room going to get rejection come out of it. You'll find the spirit of rejection in the Bible. But it's here. Everybody say, Lord.
Lord.
I forgive everybody who rejected me.
Forgive me for rejecting people.
And I command the spirit of rejection
to go.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Take a deep breath. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Come on. Out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, biblically, I can tell you that God gave this earth to Adam and Eve, and I can prove that. He gave them authority, dominion and authority here. And Adam named the animal, and everything on the earth that's named is named by man. So if I call that ancient thing that's been coming out, that just came out, I don't know its name, I don't have to know its name, but it acts like rejection, so we tell rejection to leave, and rejection has to go.
Randy?
Yes.
Rejection is really hate.
It's hate.
It's hate.
And God tells us to walk in love.
Self-hatred. Yeah, see, you can find where it comes. You just won't find the exact name. Everybody say rejection.
Rejection.
You don't belong to me.
You don't belong to me.
Go.
Go.
Go. Take a deep breath. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Come on. Go. 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 Even down to the root. Go. In Jesus' name. Wrath, violent anger, vehement exasperation, indignation, the effects of anger, the just punishment of an offense or crime, strife, exertion or contention for superiority, contest of emulation, either by intellectual or physical efforts, contention in anger or enmity, contest, struggle for victory, quarrel or war, opposition, contrariety, contrast. Everybody take a deep breath. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Sedition. It's a fascist commotion of people, a tumultuous assembly of men rising in opposition to law or the administration of justice and in disturbance of the public peace. In general, sedition is a local or limited insurrection in opposition to civil authority as mutiny is to military. Now listen. So you get a church, and somebody gets upset, and so they talk to this one, and 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 these talk together, and they do all this, and pretty soon the whole place splits and it blows up. If you ever been to a board meeting somewhere, when it wasn't peaceful, you'll see sides and seditions. Then there's heresy, a fundamental error in religion, or an error of opinion respecting some fundamental doctrine of religion. The scriptures are the standard of faith. Any opinion that is repugnant to its doctrines is heresy. Listen, I mean, ultimately heresy. Anything that denies Jesus is God, anything that denies He came in the flesh, anything that denies that He died and shed His blood, and anything that denies that He rose again on the third day, anything that denies the virgin birth, anything that denies that you're saved by grace through faith alone. Okay? But there's a whole lot of heretical statements that deny a whole lot of things. The Bible says it. Now, that's because people are blind. But those things are the tenets that there's no negotiating with any of them. Listen, if any of those things are denied, then you've got a cult. You've got a full-blown heresy. I have people that I know are born again that don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit for today. They're blind, but they're not denying the virgin birth. So, you know, I can agree to love them and love Jesus even if I know they're wrong. I mean, the Bible plainly says, so anything that's a doctrine of man, anything that has come along as tradition that denies what the Bible plainly says because of an opinion, say, Lord, I forgive everybody that ever taught me an error. I ask you to forgive me. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name, confessing my sin and the sin of my ancestors. I repent, Lord, and ask you to forgive me. I receive my cleansing through the blood of Jesus. I confess his sin and repent for idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, contest, contention, competition, rivalry, aversion, enmity, detestation, sorcery, magic, divination, enchantment, rebellion, stubbornness. And I break the power of all like spirits and command these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Get out, get out, get out, get out. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Witchcraft go. Idolatry go. Hatred go. Anger, hatred, murder. We break that threefold cord. In the name of Jesus, take a deep breath. If you're not breathing, if not, listen, if you're stuck, you're stuck. You've got to move. Take a deep breath. Let her go. Come on. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. In the name of Jesus. Go. Sorcery, magic, divination, enchantments. Get out. Get out. Get out. Loose them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Say, I break. All in hold ties. With everyone involved in any of these sins. I forgive them. Even as I'm forgiven. I send their soul and human spirit where they belong. And I call mine back to me. Comfort in Jesus' blood. I break all demonic bridges and command every spirit that transferred to flee in Jesus' name. I ask you, Lord, to heal my mind, my emotions, and my body of any damage caused by these sins. I receive your mercy and your grace to be made whole in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on. Go, 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 go. Every spirit sent in through these soul ties, I break your power. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit of error, every spirit of whoredoms, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, even spiritual adultery, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Say, Lord, I repent for pride too. And I renounce Leviathan, all the sons of pride,
all the sons of pride.
And I command pride, spiritual pride, stubbornness, and iniquity, and idolatry, and rebellion, as the sin of witchcraft, to go in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Go. Come on. Loose them. Get out. Get out. Get out. Stubbornness, stiff neck, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Everybody give me a cough, who will? Down. Come on. All you squatters, come out of here. Come out, squatters. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come on. Every squatter in every one of these areas, come out now. In the name of Jesus. Go. Go. In Jesus' name. Our last grouping of nasty, rotten fruit is as follows. Galatians 5:21, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So, envyings, to feel uneasiness, mortification, or discontent at the sight of superior excellence, reputation, or happiness enjoyed by another. To repine at another's prosperity. To fret or grieve oneself at the real or supposed superiority of another. And to hate him on that account. Uneasiness, mortification, or discontent excited by the sight of another's superiority or success. Accompanied with some degree of hatred or malignity. And often or usually with a desire or an effort to depreciate that person, and with pleasure in seeing him depressed. Envy springs from pride, ambition, or love. The wrong kind, where you're envying somebody else, loving another. Mortified that another has obtained what one has a strong desire to possess. Next is murder. The act of unlawfully killing a human being with premeditated malice by a person of sound mind to constitute murder in law. The person killing another must be of sound mind or in possession of his reason, and the act must be done with malice, pretense, afterthought, or premeditated. But malice may be implied as well as expressed. To kill a human being with premeditated malice. To destroy, to put an end to. So, if you've wanted somebody dead, your heart, you know, even little kids, I wish you were dead. You ever told anybody that? You had a death wish, I wish they would die. What about if it's against yourself? I wish I was dead. I'd be better off dead. You'd be better off without me. All those things you've come in covenant with the devil. Come in covenant with the devil. To kill, he comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. Say, Lord, I break that covenant.
Lord, I break that covenant.
Then there's drunkenness, intoxication, inebriation, a state in which a person is overwhelmed or overpowered with spirituous liquors, so that his reason is disordered, and he reels or staggers, and a walking drunkenness renders some persons stupid, others sullen, others furious. I got this out of Webster's, 1828, I believe. It said others gay, and that's not saying homosexual there. It just means acting a fool, laughing.
Also spiritual drunkenness.
There's spiritual drunkenness too. Habitually intoxicated. Disorder of the faculties resemble intoxication. Disorder of the faculties resembling intoxication by liquors, inflammation, frenzy, and rage. Proverbs 23:29-31 says, who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger at the wine. Those who go in search of mixed wine. Do not look on the wine when it's red, when it sparkles in the cup, or when it swirls around smoothly. Hosea 4:11, harlotry, wine, and new wine enslaves the heart. Luke 21:34, take heed to yourself, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day comes on you unexpectedly. Ephesians 5:18, do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Then there's revelry, noisy, festivity, clamorous jollity. In effect, it's when there's foolishness. I had a man who's 80-something years old, and he told us one time, really the Lord had moved in mine and my partner in business's lives, and for the first 10 years these people knew us, we were wild, fools. And then we got saved, things changed. And then the Lord used my partner to help that old man. But that old man told him, he said, son, he said, every time I've done anything, I was flat out ashamed of them in my life. Alcohol was in my life. It causes problems. They don't show, you know, they show you the party on the commercials. They don't show you the fight afterwards or the broken home. Your Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name, confessing my sin and the sins of my ancestors. I repent, Lord. I ask you to forgive me. I receive my cleansing through the blood of Jesus. I confess the sin and repent for envy, murder, drunkenness, intoxication, inebriation, reeling, staggering, foolishness, drug use, by chemical, revelings, spells, and even spirits called God who are not. I ask you, Lord, to heal my mind and emotions as well as my physical body. I break all unholy soul ties with everyone involved in any of these sins. I forgive them, even as I'm forgiven. I send their souls, the human spirits, where they belong. I call mine back to me. It's covered in Jesus' blood. I break all demonic bridges. I command his spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Go. Go. Let him go. Envy, get out. In the name of Jesus. Go. 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 Envy, murder. In the name of Jesus, get out. Murder. Murder in the heart. Go. 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 That we call a brother fool, I break your power. That from Raqqa, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Drunkenness, intoxicated, inebriated, reeling, staggering, foolishness. Go, go, go. Say, Lord, I renounce all mind-altering chemicals of every form. All addictions, all bondages, and I command the spirits that came through these to go in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Go. Come on. Up, 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 out, out, out. In Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Meth, go. Marijuana, go. Cocaine, go. Alcohol, go. Spirits, alcohol, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, opioid spirits, get out now in the name of Jesus. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Take another brief breath. Reveling spells. I break the power to spell in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Foolishness. I break your power. Say, Lord, I repent for foolishness. Coarse jesting. Command these spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Say, Lord, give me strength.
Lord, give me strength.
Finish strong.
Finish strong.
Say, Lord,
Lord,
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I agree right now.
I agree right now.
That wherever I've repented, confessed sin, and broke agreement with the enemy.
With the enemy.
I break covenant with the enemy.
I break covenant with the enemy.
With Satan.
Satan.
Lucifer.
Lucifer.
Fallen angels.
Fallen angels.
Demons.
Demons.
All ungodly organizations.
All ungodly organizations.
I break those covenants.
I break those covenants.
Contracts and agreements.
Contracts and agreements.
Wherever I've repented.
Wherever I've repented.
And the legal rights of the enemy are stripped.
The legal rights of the enemy are stripped.
And you want the spirits out of me.
You want the spirits out of me.
And I'm ready for them to go.
I'm ready for them to go.
I now agree.
I now agree
that they have to go.
They have to go.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Come on. All those of the covenant, the contracts, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, all you squatters, go, 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 go. The Lord rebuke you. I break the power of the spirits that would visualize. I break the power in the name of Jesus of every spirit that would visualize and every spirit that would take somebody and say, Lord, if I've had a place where I went off and hid, when bad things happened,
even in my soul,
and that place wasn't you, I renounce that place.
I renounce that.
And all the spirits,
all the spirits
that took me to those places, and I command them to go.
I command them to go.
In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on, go, 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 go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go, you isolator. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. You fantasy spirits, I'll bind you, break your power. Say, I renounce all fantasy. Lord, Holy Ghost, you're the spirit of truth.
You're the spirit of truth.
So in the name of Jesus,
I command
spirits of fantasy,
lying spirits,
vain imagination, to go in Jesus' name. Take a breath. Let them go. Come on. Out, 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 out. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. Come on. Get out of them. In the name of Jesus, all you hiders and squatters, come on up and out now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I want the good fruit.
I want the good
fruit in my life.
In my life.
If y'all pray with me, we're going to fill back up. We're going to ask God to do what only He can do. He's been doing what only He can do, but we're going to ask Him for more. Say, Lord, help me,
Lord, help me
to fix my eyes,
fix my eyes
on the love.
Love.
You share with me every day.
You share with me every day.
And may I be reminded,
may I be reminded
of the grace and mercy,
of the grace and mercy
you extended through your Son
as
I go through my life.
Lord,
may I look to your love,
Lord, look to your love
as a guide to love others.
As a guide to love others.
Not just those,
not just those
who are easy to love.
Who are easy to love.
But God,
God,
give me your eyes,
give me your eyes,
so that I may see all people,
so that I may see all people
the way that you do. Help me, please, God,
help me,
to love myself,
to love myself
the way you love me.
For I am fearfully
and wonderfully made.
I'm
asking you to pour your love into me
and
heal me.
In
every area,
I
felt unloved.
I receive it.
In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Lord, let your perfect love drive out all fear. In the name of Jesus. Perfect love drives out fear. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Say, Lord,
help me to find joy in you.
God, you are the source
of
all good things.
All
And a life that draws its strength from you is a life of true and deep joy. Even in the tough times, help me to rejoice in your goodness and your plan in my life. Help me to seek you as that well that never runs dry, so that my joy can overflow into the lives of everyone I meet. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Lord, in your presence is fullness of joy. I receive your joy now in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Joy of the Lord. Now weakness has to go. Despair has to go. Heaviness has to go. In the name of Jesus, let him go. Let him go. Let your joy, receive his joy in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Receive the joy of the Lord. Receive the joy of the Lord. Say, Lord, I don't want to be weak anymore. You're my strength. Your joy is my strength.
Joy is my strength.
I say, Father, please help me find peace. I've placed my life in your hands. Help me to remember. There's no reason to worry. Be anxious. For you have a plan much greater than anything I could ever understand. May I find peace in your steadiness, your faithfulness, your strength, and your desire not to harm me. May I fix my eyes on you in the storms of life to find the peace that surpasses all understanding. A peace found only in you. I will be at peace, if possible, with all men, and in that holiness see you. I receive your peace. Now, Jesus, even the peace beyond all understanding. Take a deep breath. All the worry, the fret, the anxiety go, even as the peace of God comes in the name of Jesus. Even as the peace of God comes in Jesus' name. Your peace, Lord, your spirit, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, your peace, in Jesus' name. So I receive it, Lord. Lord, help me to find patience. As the tests and trials of life come at me, day by day, help me to find strength in you to make it through. In my weakness, you're made strong. Lord, help me to learn to wait for your timing and your plan instead of rushing forward with my own. May I trust you enough to remember that vengeance is not mine. When frustration tempts me, Lord of all times, remind me, Lord, of all the times you've been patient with me. Help me to be present in the season that you placed me in instead of hurrying life away. Lord, you are God. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, I trust you to order my footsteps. And even when the enemy plans for bad, you can turn it to good. I submit to your work, Lord, and trust you in this process. Now take a deep breath, Lord. Let them have your patience. Pour it in, Holy Spirit. Pour it in, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let fret go. Let frustration go in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I repent. Being impatient with people and myself. And trying to make things happen. Outside of you. Take another deep breath of patience. Lord, let your patience drive out that unholy fruit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say, Lord, help me to be kind.
Help me to be kind.
Help my words to uplift.
Help my words to uplift.
In and show your love.
And show your love.
Lord, may my actions
build
others up.
Build others up.
So they too will know the love of Jesus.
May I be generous
with the things you've blessed me with.
May I give to others,
expecting nothing in return.
The way you give me
blessings.
Blessings
upon blessings.
Lord,
help me
to remember
that one act of kindness
in your name
can change a life.
Let me be kind
in all things
as Jesus was kind,
even to those that persecuted.
Let the law, everybody touch your lips, if you would.
Say, let the law
of kindness
be established
on my lips.
Touch your face.
Let my face
reflect your glory.
In Jesus' name,
I receive.
Take a deep breath.
Even as kindness comes in, let meanness flee.
Meanness go.
Cruel messenger go.
In the name of Jesus,
go, go, go.
Rudeness go.
Take a deep breath.
Rude spirit, get out.
In the name of Jesus.
Go, 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 go.
Loose them.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Say, Lord,
help me to find true goodness.
May I do the right thing.
Not just because I should,
but because
I love you
and I can glorify you through it.
May my thoughts be good,
wholesome,
and righteous.
Help me, God,
to
do the right thing
so that I can show others
your way
through obedience
and a pure heart.
Help me to walk
the highway of holiness.
Lord, you are
good
in all things,
in all times.
Even when we don't understand,
God, you are good.
Remind me, Father,
that though I'm called to be good,
it's your
goodness
that has saved my soul.
Let my soul
thank you for your goodness
and be good to others
as you have been good to me.
By your grace,
it'll
be done.
In Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath.
Unholiness go
in the name of Jesus.
Unholiness go
in the name of Jesus.
Go, 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 go
in the name of Jesus.
Every spirit that hinders goodness,
go
in Jesus' name.
Even as God's goodness pours in,
the Holy, say,
Holy Spirit,
manifest your fruit
in my life
in Jesus' name.
Say, help me, Father,
to be faithful to you
in all that you do,
and in all that I do.
Lord, may I put all my trust in you.
May I faithfully
allow you to lead me
in every matter of my life.
May I focus
on your will for my life
and follow you
even when you call me
to things I may not understand.
I have complete confidence
in your will for my life.
May I be as faithful
to others
as you are to me.
May I be just and faithful
to forgive others
as you forgive me.
Make me steady
and dependable,
a pillar of strength
for those around me
as you are to me.
Let my faithfulness
inspire others
to put their trust in you.
It's you who keeps me, Lord.
I receive in Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath.
Unfaithful, go
in the name of Jesus.
Get out, unfaithful.
In the name of Jesus,
go, 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 go.
In the name of Jesus,
every spirit hindering faithfulness
has to go
in Jesus' name.
Take one more deep breath. Let them go.
Let them go.
Let them go.
It's good. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Unsteady, go.
Undependable, go.
Get out.
Unsteady,
undependable,
double-minded.
Go, 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 go.
Take a deep breath.
Come on, just take a breath.
Let them go.
Undependable,
double-minded,
unstable,
unsteady.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Pray for gentleness. Say, Lord, please make me gentle. Remind me, Father God, all the times you've been gentle in your responses to me, my sin, and my foolishness. May I be so gentle with others. Lord, may I show your strength through my meekness. If I am to raise my voice, Lord, may it be only to raise my voice in praise to you. And may my gentleness turn away anger. Help me, Father, to be gentle as your Son Jesus Christ was gentle. And may my gentleness turn away anger with kind words. Help me, Father, to be gentle like Jesus. I submit and receive in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come on, come on. Every spirit that hinders gentleness, every rude spirit, every harsh spirit, every rough spirit, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, say, Lord, I repent. The harsh words, the rough words, the rude words. Now take a deep breath. Come on. Go, go, go. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now say, Father, give me strength. To have self-control.
To have self-control.
Through every struggle.
Through every struggle.
And temptation.
And temptation.
That Satan will use against me.
Father,
thank you for helping me.
Have
self-control.
To
fight these temptations. And remain on the path you have set before me. Lord, convict my spirit to magnify you, to resist, and not agree with the enemy of my soul. Remind me, Lord, crucify my flesh by dying to self. I pray that I would decrease so that you would increase. Let me live and move. Have my being in Christ Jesus. I receive it in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fill them, Lord, I ask you. Every spirit that hinders self-control, I break their power. Every spirit of self, say, Lord, I renounce selfishness. Command the spirit of selfishness to go in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Selfish. Selfish go in Jesus' name. Self-centered. Get out, self-centered, in the name of Jesus. Get out, self-centered, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's your spirit, Lord. And Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord. We magnify you. Say, Father, in heaven, with a grateful heart, I apply the blood of Jesus to my person, spirit, soul, and body. Thank you for saving, delivering, and healing me. I declare that who the Son sets free is free indeed, and that I am healed by Jesus' stripes. Go ahead and raise your hands up as we finish this. Please. Say, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for helping me to hold my ground. I walk out my salvation. Fear and trembling. In your anointing, yokes are destroyed. I ask you, Lord, for ongoing, continued deliverance until the day of my redemption. I thank you, Father.
The
enemy is bound.
Any
backlash.
Frontlash.
Retaliation. In Jesus' name. That all these spirits be carried to you, Jesus, for judgment. Let the tormentors be tormented. Let your glory shine in my life. I become a greater, bolder, and humble witness for you, Jesus. I receive your grace, Lord. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath.
Bless them, Lord. Bless your people. I thank you for them. Keep your hands up if you would. I bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Philip, for the spirit of Jehovah, the spirit of wisdom and counsel and might and understanding and knowledge and the fear of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, surely goodness and mercy will follow them all the days of their life, Lord. I bless them and I thank you for them, Father, and I thank you put your hand on them. Let them sleep well tonight. Let them be refreshed unless they need to wrestle with you, Lord. But we just thank you that your kingdom come and your will be done in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory and honor and praise for everything you've done and all that you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. 6 o'clock in the morning. It'll be a great time. The Lord will do great mighty things. Amen. If you get to wrestle a match with God, repent. Quit wrestling.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.